Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the ninth day of Tammuz Tovshin Pei Dalet, Masech de Gittin, Perek Teshi'i, Mishnah Yud, the last Mishnah of the Masechta. Beis Shammai Emrim, Lo Yigarish Odom Misishtoi, Elohim Kein Motzobo Evredova, Dvar Erva. A person should not divorce his wife unless he finds something unchaste in her behavior. Shenem, as it says, Kimotzva Ervas Dova. He divorces her because he found something unchaste about her actions. And then it says he should write her a Sefer Krisis, a book of divorce. Basil Avisal Lemrim, Afilu Hikdicha Tavshile. Even if she upset or she burns his cooking, i.e., it means as soon as he finds that she's not carrying out what he wants or what things should be done properly in the house, and she fails in her duties, that's already enough reason that the Torah says you can divorce her. Shenemar ki motzo vo ervas dovar, because he found in her ervas dovar. Ervas means something unchaste, something immoral, and dovar means something. Beis Hillel say, read it as if it's two separate things, that he divorces her because either he found in her erva something unchaste, something more serious, or dova, or any matter that brings to quarrels because she's not doing things the way he wants or the way that the house should be done. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilu motza acheres na'ahemena. Even if he finds a woman that's nicer than her, and there's nothing, he can't fault the woman at all. He just finds something that she lost favor in his eyes. That's already a good enough reason that he can divorce his wife. Shenemar, as it says, V'hoyo imlo simsochein be'enav. It shall come to pass if she will not find favor in his eyes. Now, even though it does follow on with the words ki motzo v'ervas dobar, because he has found something unchaste in her behavior, or even like Basil dobar, something else that annoys him, Rabbi Kiva says and reads it as follows. He says, if she does not find favor in his eyes, not because he finds something ervas dovar, but or because he finds something ervas dovar. So the Torah, when it says she doesn't find favor in his eyes, that itself is read alone as a reason that he can divorce his wife. The halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Kiva. The halacha is like Beis Hillel. It's Masechta Kiddushin, new Masechta. We've already said earlier in Masechta Ksubos that what used to happen when a man would marry a woman in the old days was that he would give her kiddushin in front of Edim, he would make her his wife, and she would then be called an arusa. Arusa, loosely translated, is engaged, but it's more than that. She's actually married to him. She's actually an eshazish, she's a married woman. Now, what used to happen is she used to stay in her father's house, prepare for the next 12 months, clothes, wedding, etc. When the time of the wedding would come, often it was 12 months later, he would bring her into a chuppah, he would live with her as man and wife, and then she would be called not just arusa, but nesua. These days, we do it all under the chuppah at the same time, so we don't have an arusa as such, as we used to have in the old days, because the arusa is almost immediately become a nesua under the chuppah. Our masechta is going to deal with the kiddushin of a woman. How does one mekadosh a woman? With what can you mekadosh a woman? Who is able to be mekadosh a woman? And what type of woman will kiddushin be valid for? What type of woman will kiddushin not apply? Will not even be valid at all. And by the by, we will learn about other matters to do with kinyonim, to acquisitions, because after all, a kinyon is made for a wife when acquiring a wife. Our Mishnah is going to open up with the various ways in which a woman can be mekudeshes, become married. One of them, and the first one mentioned in our Mishnah, will be through money or kasef. Nowadays done through a ring. And this is because of kinyan. It's actually a kinyan. He acquires it. In fact, that's why our Mishnah opens up with the word niknes, uses the expression of acquisition. Ha'isha niknes, as we're about to say. Now, why doesn't it start off with the words ha'ish, kona? The man acquires a wife in this way. why does it say the woman can be acquired in this way? And the reason for that is because it's to tell us that a woman can only be mekudeshes with her consent. So it starts off with ha'isha nikness, the woman can be acquired, i.e. we need her consent. Says the Mishnah, ha'isha nikness, a woman can be acquired by a husband to become his arusa, that becomes his property only, and no one else can take her. B'shalosh drachim, in three ways. In any one of the following three ways. V'koina satzma, and she acquires her own independence from her husband. B'shtei drachim, in two ways. Niknes b'kesef, she can be acquired with money. The man gives her money in front of witnesses and says to her, Hareat mekadeshes li bazeh, you are mekadeshes to me with this money or with this ring, as we do nowadays. Or, second way, bishtar, can be through a document. The document in which the man writes the following words, Hareat mekadeshes li, and he gives the document to the wife in front of witnesses. That handing over the document is another form of kiddushin. And the third way is ubeviyah. The way of Bia is just living with her, which involves going with her privately in front of two Edim, privately, but he doesn't live with her in front of two Edim. And then he takes her once they've seen them go together in a room, that's good enough, and then he lives with her and has in mind that he's marrying her with this act of living with her. This is not done today either. The three ways that in which either of which can be used are learned from words in the Chumash. In the Torah. With Kesef, we know that because it says, Ki yikach ish isha, when a man will take or will acquire a wife. And the word kicha, to take, involves money. That we see in the field of Ephraim when he sells the field of the plot of the Moris Machpelah for the burial of Abraham's wife, Sarah. And he says, I've given the money, kach mimeni. So we learn that the word kach is associated with Kesef, money. And the word kach is used by a woman being married, therefore it also means money. Bishtar, where do we know that if a woman can be acquired by a document, handing over a document to the wife, to the woman, which says, Hari Makadeshasli? This is learned because it says by a divorce, V'yotza mi beisoi, when she leaves his house, V'holcha v'hoisa li'ishachar, and she will become married to another man. So we compare the viyatsiya, the going out, the exiting from a person's house, i.e. divorce, to vahosa, becoming a wife of someone else. And the Gemara learns that just like exiting a marriage definitely can be done or must be done through writing, i.e. through a get, a divorce, it has to be written. So too, to marry a woman, The hoysa, the havia, is also can be done through writing, i.e. through a shtar. And the third way is through bia, through living with her. And this is because it says in the pasuk, ki ikach ish isha uve Allah, when a man will take a woman and live with her. So we learn that living with her, the act of living with her, that itself is a method of kiddushin. As we said, it's not something that the rabbis agree to nowadays to do, but it was Minatera, one of the three ways. Now, Bekesef, discussing, says the Mishnah, money that a woman can be acquired and can be married, there's machlokes how much money between Beshama and Besil. Beshama emrim bedinar uveshava dinar. At least the minimum amount to give the wife to acquire her, to marry her, is one dinar, or something worth a dinar, which is a quarter of a seller. There are 4 dinarim in a seller. Much, much less. All it takes is one pruta, or something equivalent of a pruta, and that will be mekadesh a woman. That's sufficient. Ask the Mishnah, how much is a pruta? Echad mishmoina beisor haitalki. Answers the Mishnah, 1/8 of an isor of the italki in Italia. That the worth of an isor, as it is in Italy, the 1/8 of that is what a pruta is. Now, an isar is 1/24 of a dinar. And if a pruta is 1/8 of that, it's 1/8 of a 1/24 of a dinar, which is 1 over 192 of a dinner. It's less than, or it's almost, it's actually almost 0.5% of a dinner. That gives us an idea of the huge difference between the amount that Beis Shammai say one has to give, which is a dinner, and Beis Hillel's amount of a shava pruta, or a pruta, which is less than, or about 0.5% of a dinner. Vekonas continues the Mishnah, explaining how she can acquire her independence from her husband if she wants to, if to get out of this relationship. Vekona esatzma beget. She can acquire her independence either through a get, as it says in the Torah, Vekosav losefer krisis, he writes her a bill of divorce, Vekona over misses habal, or if the husband dies. Husband dies, then that'll also be a method of going out. As the Torah indeed says, Ve'oi ki yomos lishachan, or if the last husband dies. The Torah compares the death of a husband to the divorce of the husband. If the husband, just like by divorce of a husband, it's a valid method in which she acquires independence, so too when he dies, she acquires independence, she can marry who she wants to. Finally, says the Mishnah, what about a Yavama? Yavama is different. Yavama is a woman whose husband died without children and left a surviving brother, or brothers. What happens? How can she be acquired by the brother-in-law, assuming that he wants to marry her? A Yavama niknes, the Yavama can be acquired by Yavam, by the brother-in-law, by her brother-in-law, to be his, that she can be his wife in all respects, bivia. The only way Minatara is through bia, through living with her. As the Torah says, Yavama Yavoy Aleha. The brother-in-law has to live with her in order to acquire her as a wife and perform the act of Yibam. There's no Kesef or Shtar. Those two methods will not help Minatara. However, Midrabanan they will. Midrabanan, if she has, when her man gives Kiddushin to the Yavama, this is called Maimar. We call it Maimar. It's a rabbinic form of Kiddushin, and it doesn't give him the full rights over as he would normally to a married woman, and he would have to conclude it with bia. The koinos atzma, she acquires her independence from the brother-in-law. if there's no yibum to take place through either of bachalitza, if he gives a chalitza, she takes off his shoe, she spits on the ground and the whole ceremony, and then she's free to marry who she wants, or uvimisas yavam, or if the yavam dies, let's say there's only one surviving brother of her deceased husband, he's the only one that's alive, and he dies, then again she's free to marry who she wants to, and she can be koinos atzma, she acquires her independence through that way.